This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
One of the most economically damaging pests on the farm today, the horn fly. Joining us, Director of Sales for the Feed Additive Group at Central Life Sciences, Mark Upton, to tell us why it's so important to combat these horn flies. Mark?
When it comes to pastured cattle, the number one economic threat, period, is the horn fly. And a lot of producers just don't realize that, but it is the case.
You have a product called Altacid that's been around for a while, and that has proven to really taken care of these horn flies.
And the nice thing about it is it is a feed-through, so you don't have to worry about getting your cows up and putting a tag in their ear or spraying them or anything like that. You simply make sure Altacid is added to your free choice mineral or your tubs or blocks, whatever, however you're delivering nutrition to your animals. And just make sure Altacid is included. And as long as they're getting that daily dose, they're consuming that and putting it out the back end in the manure. And when those flies go to the manure, that will prevent, the Altacid will prevent those immatures from becoming an adult. So it's really easy to do. It's a great product. Resistance is not an issue. And I guess the exciting thing for this year is we've actually come down in price. So it's even more economical to feed than it ever has been before.
Talking with Mark Upton from Central Life Sciences about the dreaded horn fly that's going to be coming here this summer. And, well, it grazes just like cows do, don't they?
Absolutely. So that horn fly, it's a little bitty fly. It's about half the size of a house fly. And they live their life on the back of an animal. They're very, very predictable. They only live on the backs of those cows. They only feed on blood. And they only lay their eggs in the manure. So they'll hang out on the back of that cow all day long. Now, in the really hot part of the day in the summer, they might migrate to the underbelly to get a little bit of shade. But for the most part, they live on the back of that cow. They're going to mate there. They're going to feed there. Now, the only time they leave the cow is to lay their eggs. They're going to fly off and lay their eggs in really fresh manure and then fly right back most of the time to the exact same cow that they left. So they're very, very specific in what they do in their characteristics. The reason we need to control those is it doesn't take very many of those flies that it will begin causing some economic problems. For example, about 200 flies per cow is a threshold. Anything below that, and they're a nuisance. They're bothering the cow, but they're probably not costing the producer a lot of money. When you get over that 200 count, then they are taking enough blood from that cow every day that she is now having to use nutrition to replenish that blood. And so rather than use that nutrition to produce a calf or produce milk for the calf she's already got, she's now trying to put weight back on herself. And it's very costly. If you don't do anything to control those flies on your cows, it could cost you in excess of $30, maybe even up to $40 per cow per fly season just from what these flies are removing from the cow. That's not to mention disease spreading. We know these flies carry a lot of disease. I mentioned a while ago that in the hot part of the day, these flies will typically migrate to the underbelly. Well, the biggest problem with that is while they're under there, they tend to like to feed on those teat ends. Well, what happens then is you open up the pathway for some bacteria, E. coli, staph, things like that. And so we know a lot of these animals struggle with keeping four functioning quarters. It's real common to have a blind quarter. Flies are under there. They're feeding on those teat ends and allowing a pathway for those bacteria to enter the body. And that's a real problem. Just another reason why we need to control them. We even did several years ago with Oklahoma State University a stalker trial and found that because these flies are removing blood of these stalker animals, we saw about a 16% increase in average daily gain on those animals that were on Altacid versus the ones that weren't because we're controlling those flies. You know, you're working to put weight on those animals and the flies are pulling that weight off.
We know that springtime is right around the corner. So when should we be thinking about, you know, starting implementing this Altacid?
It's going to save you money in the long run if you get started just ahead of the fly season. And then just as importantly, when you get to the end of the season, so many people want to quit before a good hard-killing frost. And insects of all types, not just flies, all insects are going to be a problem until you get a good hard-killing frost. So it's really important to start early and then stay consistent all through the season until you get a hard-killing frost and those flies are gone.
Thanks for the time today, Mark. Mark Upton is Director of Sales for the Feed Additive Group at Central Life Sciences. For more details, head to altacidigr.com. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.